May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Before I start the sermon, I have to admit, I got a smile because, I'd say about 8 or 10 years ago, Holly had given me a sign for my office, and it said, they're not 10 suggestions, you know, the 10 commandments. And so when we were processing down the aisle, I noticed in the third verse it said, direct control suggests this day. And I'm like, maybe we should change that. God can suggest, but I think God commands. Whether we do it or not, that's up to us. For me, when I read through the lessons and I read through the song, I thought to myself, verse 2 in the song really summarizes everything, or at least how I like perceive the lessons, the theme for me today. Let your ways be known upon the earth, your saving help among all nations. And I have to admit, I love the call today because it starts off, oh God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. And we might think, well, that doesn't sound too exciting. But if we love God, if we really have God's love in our hearts, it basically changes our wish list. What we desire changes. Because we suddenly view the world, maybe not all the time, but if we keep striving through the eyes of Christ, and that's what we're to be all about. So when we have God's love in our hearts, our wish list of what we want to do each day, what we want to get each day, it really does change. Also, the first reading from Acts, the New Testament lesson, I really enjoyed this because it teaches us a lot about being, you know, a disciple. Paul had a vision. So he had a dream. He had a vision. But he listened to it. He really listened because they were convinced that it came from God. And so they set off. And they got to the district of Macedonia. And what happened? They knew that God was leading them there. They didn't know what quite for, but they weren't impatient. They didn't go look around and say, okay, nothing's happening, we're out of here. What does it say? We remained in the city for some days. So in being a disciple of Christ, we need to listen, we need to act, we need to be convinced that Jesus is our Lord, and then we also need to be patient and wait, like Paul did. He waited to see what was happening. And in those days, they didn't have churches. They kind of met at different areas because, of course, it was against the law. You know, they would get killed. So they went to a place that they supposed they would be gathering to worship. And that's what happened. And they met Lydia, or Lydda. And they realized that her heart was open. She listened to their preaching. She accepted Jesus. And her entire household was baptized. And then she asked them, if you judge me, if you figure I'm faithful to the Lord, then come stay at my house. And what I like is the last line. And she prevailed upon us. So now what for the disciples, us? If God's love is in our hearts, it makes us generous and giving of our whole selves, our homes, our emotions, our presence, everything we have. It makes us listen, it makes us patient, but also persistent. She was very persistent in her generosity. Now, with the next reading from Revelation, I have to admit, I wish I had thought a little bit faster. There was a song yesterday that David Farr had picked out for one of the songs in his wedding, and it would have been perfect for today's lessons too. It's, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And within this reading, we learn that basically, in the short version, you'll like that, we don't need anything or anybody except for Christ. And when we can depend on that, when we can accept that and trust in that, that's when our lives really change and we become more confident and patient and generous and loving and forgiving and persistent. Now, to get to the healing part, that's the gospel. And there's a lot of different ways you can look at this, and I've heard a lot of different explanations in my life. And I really like this because it says, when Jesus saw him lying there, the man that was lame, and he knew he had been there for a while. So what does that mean? Jesus noticed. He took time. He realized that the man was very ill and had been there a long time. And he was by a pool. And just to let you know, what it was probably some kind of a natural pool. And once in a while, the waters from underneath would bubble up and stir around. And they believed that spirits, the healing spirits, would heal you. And so a lot of them would run in and get there. And then it would go away. And then they felt there was no more healing. Well, this man never made it down because he wasn't fast enough and he didn't have anyone to help him, and no one was willing to let him go before that. So there's a lot of learning in this, just this one situation, where to be there for each other, to expect that from others, but to do that for others, for healing from Christ, not from the spirits in the waters. But then Jesus asked him, Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" And that to me is a very interesting thought. Do we want to be healthy Christians? Do we want to be healthy followers of Christ? That doesn't mean we're going to have perfect health all the time, but it's our attitudes, our hearts, our souls. What motivates us? Are we healthy through and in and with Christ as our Savior? Having Jesus' love in us changes us. Meeting Jesus, knowing Him and accepting Him and striving to do God's will, it does automatically change us. Our desires change. Our motives change, the way we love changes, our patience, our tolerance, how we are generous, how we're giving, how we're tolerant, and how we allow God to heal us and guide us and direct us. Being patient and always listening, but every day, like Lydia, being persistent. Being persistent enough, excited enough to really want to be Christ's little brother and little sister, his disciple, allowing him to be our Savior. So if you don't mind, what I'd like to do, instead of ending with a prayer, I'd like for all of us to read the Collect one more time. Oh God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things, and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.